This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's gorgeous outside.
It is a perfect day. Cold. You're not kidding.
Yeah, cold, but just so pretty, like beautiful, bright, clear morning. So enjoy it if you can. Get outside a little bit today, if at all possible. Get your vitamin D. It's 8:39. It's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone can transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. If you want some ideas on what you can do, follow their Instagram. All Natural Stone on Instagram is really good. They post tons of stuff that they have there, which would allow you to sort of see almost daily.
Right.
Great suggestions on how you can transform your bathroom, kitchen, whatever. I really like it. I think it's fun. And yeah, some of the stuff, like one of the things I'd suggest, make an appointment and let them help you look through the stuff that they have there, because they know where everything is. So they really can help show you all the stuff. Anyway, that's All Natural Stone on Instagram and online at allnaturalstone.com. As Sarah just mentioned, it's perfect out. So it's a good day to enjoy the weather. Last I checked, I think Friday we may see rain, so today is a good day to enjoy it. Soak it up. I've already been out for a skateboard, and it's nice out. Really nice.
See it on Vinny's Instagram story, at Vin Hassan.
I'm going to begin with a couple fast facts, if I
could. I love fast facts. Oh, my God, we're starting with fast
facts. Fast facts. No one has ever won the Oscar for Best Actor in their debut movie. Four women have won Best Actress in their debut movie, including Julie Andrews for Mary Poppins.
Oh.
And Barbara Streisand for Funny Girl.
Did Gabby Ray Sibuday win?
That might be a good example. Oh, I don't know if she got Best Did she get Best Actress?
I don't know. I feel like she was up for it. Maybe
I want to say the little girl who was in the piano.
Anna Paquin.
Did she? She might be one. I don't know who the other two are.
Supporting actress?
I don't know. Like, I only Holly have Hunter, the two mother? Women on the list that they put in my story here for Best Actress Oscar in a debut. I have Julie Andrews and Funny Girl. There's apparently two others, and I don't know what they are.
Anna Paquin is Best Actress Supporting in 1994.
Okay. Oh, Best Supporting, though. All right. So who could the other two be?
Well,
I don't have a clue.
It can't be Mariah Carey and Glitter.
No.
I mean,
no,
she was
not
good.
Not even close. No. No.
Can't be Britney Spears and Crossroads.
Nope.
Who else? Like, I don't know. I wonder if it'll be like old-timey.
Like, oh, could be.
Maybe they only mentioned those two names because those are the only two that we would have heard of.
You know who was a breakout star, but I wouldn't even be able to guess what her first film was? Michelle Pfeiffer was a phenom when she started.
She had a run there, yeah.
So I don't know if it could
She's
be her.
She's amazing in Lady Hawk.
In what?
Lady Hawk.
I don't know that. I know that she was amazing in Scarface.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
You know, you want to know something that's cute? When your two-year-old says, "Say hello to my little friend."
Yeah.
It's so cute.
You got to get that on tape.
I can't. I never can. There's other stuff she does where she's the critter from The Good Dinosaur. And I don't know if you don't know the critter. Yeah, you
don't. I don't.
Anyway,
it's actually a human being that's a critter.
Yeah. The dinosaurs are the human being. Anyway, I'm talking about my kid.
Get
now.
It
this
on
is
tape.
Stupid. Let me move on.
But
three of the first five countries to send someone to space are no longer countries.
Oh. Well, the USSR broke up, right? Well, we're still a country. We're not one of the first.
It's not us. It's East Germany.
Oh.
And Czechoslovakia.
Oh. Yeah.
Three of the first five countries to send someone to space are no longer countries.
Incredible.
That is incredible. It's very weird. I remember watching the Olympics, and Germany had two separate teams, the East German team and the West German team. Mm. Crazy, huh?
It really is.
Freddie Mercury signed off on Wayne's World scene, where the guys sing along to Bohemian Rhapsody while he was on his deathbed.
Oh.
He loved it and approved it, and I don't know if he ever got to see it.
Well, at least he got to see that scene. If he loved it and approved it, then at least he saw that scene, right? Because that was such an homage to him.
Do you think that they would have shot it before asking?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I bet you they shot it and said, here's what we want. Can we do this?
Oh, see, I imagined it being the other way around, where they went to him and said, this is what we want to do, and if you approve it, we're going to go shoot that.
No, I'd
but
rather
you could
think
be right.
I'd rather think that he saw it, wouldn't you? I mean, just because it's so good. It's so funny.
It is very fun. And I thought their TV commercial in the Super Bowl was fun, too.
It's excellent.
And let's just say I really think Cardi B is fun.
Yeah. Unless she's your hooker, and then she's definitely going to rob you.
Well, that's not something that I know anything about.
But if you ever, you know, if she offers, don't say yes, Vinny.
I can say, though, that I've never had a hooker.
Mm. Well, Bryn? Don't let Cardi B be your first. No, she's going to ruin hooking for you.
Nicole?
No.
You ever had a hooker, Nicole?
No.
God, all right. The next time there'll be a full moon on Friday the 13th is August of 2049.
Wow. That's a long way from now.
I hope I'm there to see it.
Hope I'm there to see it, too.
So one of the things that happened recently on TikTok was a lady used some glue to fix
yes.
her hairdo.
Yep.
And then she spent a month hostage under a glue helmet and then finally needed help and got it. She's okay.
Yeah.
I've also heard now she's selling merchandise, which to me, listen.
It is the next logical step.
I don't think so. Actually, I think that once you've embarrassed yourself in such a giant way, that maybe
you strike while the iron's hot, Vinny. This is her moment. She's TikTok famous.
Or she's going to get caught with a bunch of merch that no one wants, and now she'll be doubly bleeped. But okay, you're right. Why not sell sweatshirts about...
These are her 15 minutes.
Your glue helmet and how you got stuck in it. And okay.
Yeah. I'm not the lady with the glue helmet. But this sweatshirt used to belong to her.
Anyway, the latest dangerous, idiotic social media trend. Because, of course, after she finished that, people started gluing stuff to themselves like dummies. I want to be famous, too.
Yeah, I don't care what it takes.
The newest trend on TikTok is covering your face in hot wax and then peeling it off as one giant colorful mask.
So you're dripping candles under your face?
Apparently you are. And they say that this is skin on your face is sensitive. And you really could cause your face burns by doing this.
You could cook the top layer of your face.
Now, I've seen that people will use candle wax erotically, if that's the right word to use.
Sure, yeah.
They do things like pour it on and blow on it, or pour it on and leave it so you feel a little pain.
Mm.
Maybe, I don't know. I've never had it done to me. Have you had it done to you?
No. Has it ever happened on Days of Our Vinny?
I have not, no. I'm still researching that actress thing, and I think I found it, but there's a million texts about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
who are they? Who are the other two women? Julie Andrews, Barbara Streisand, and
Marley Matlin.
Oh, right. And she played a deaf lady in a deaf lady movie.
Right.
Children of Lesser God.
Yeah.
And Shirley Booth.
Who?
1952, so.
Okay. Oh, so Shirley Booth.
Marlee Matlin they should have put in there, though. She's good in that movie. Is that William Hurt co-stars with her in that?
Oh, you might be right.
Let's see. I can look. Let's see.
$50.
Yeah. William Hurt.
Look at you go.
Nice pool.
I think I just saw that a couple years ago.
Sarah, give yourself $50.
I'm going to write myself a check right now.
Anyway, back to my story, which is waxing is a traumatic process for the skin, especially sensitive areas around the eyes that can become inflamed and irritated. You certainly can cause yourself to have tiny pimples or pus-filled bumps, which I think is a tiny pimple, but all right. Anyway, they could develop as a result. So if you're considering getting in on the waxing trend on TikTok, just dance. Just make a dance video instead, okay?
Just
like, that's
don't.
What people want. Or do it. Get some cranberry juice and a skateboard and see
I
what
I hate
you
that
can
there's always just some
happen.
New trend that's going to take over and everyone's going to get hurt and jump on the wagon and burn their faces off. And
You know what? I still haven't gotten TikTok and I don't plan to.
Oh, you'd like it. It's fun.
I wouldn't. I'm
you
sure
don't even
I wouldn't.
Have to be
oh,
a member.
Oh, TikTok is so great. And yeah, before TikTok, fun. YouTube was that. Like, kids would find the Cinnamon Challenge or some other dumb challenge.
That's
to,
true.
That's
to
a
do.
Terrible but, Tide Pod know. Challenge.
Oh, Tide Pod, exactly.
Don't do that. It. Yes. Like the Ice Bucket Challenge. You know, I blame the Ice Bucket Challenge for all of this.
What?
Because we were sending it around. That was like for a good cause.
But that was for a great cause, yeah.
Sure. But
and
I blame
nobody dies
them.
From a little bit of ice.
I know, but I blame them because now then it was like a whole thing. Like everyone's going, oh, I'm going viral with the Ice Bucket Challenge. Let me do the Cinnamon Challenge.
No, the Cinnamon Challenge was before that because
don't
I did it.
Don't get him away with my story.
Oh, for what side? For what Nicole
Sarah,
conflicts?
They cured stuff with the Ice Bucket Challenge or something, I think.
We funded research.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
For ALS.
Do you wear socks to bed?
No. Do you?
No. I don't like having socks
my
on
my feet.
My feet
get way too hot.
I've even had my daughter, who's had to sleep in the same room on the floor, like very recently because Maka was staying with us and snores like never
oh,
mind.
Goodness.
It's like a chainsaw, dude. It's loud.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so my kid will sleep on the floor in the room when Maka stays with us. I shouldn't have said any of that. She doesn't snore. She's an angel. What I
an angel with a chainsaw.
Anyway, I had my kid go, why do you sleep without clothes on? And I'm like, I'm wearing clothes. I have my underwear on. And she's like, no, but you don't have, because I can't sleep. Everything wraps up on me. I don't know how you people sleep like that.
Yeah.
So no socks, no shirt,
no.
Just my underwear. But
no
they're
service.
Saying here, wearing socks to bed is actually going to help you sleep. They
really?
Say warming your feet, which I now do in my Sleep Number bed. I warm my feet and actually, like when I get into bed, I have the foot warmer on
yeah.
for an hour and it
yeah.
helps me sleep. According to a doctor, this guy's out of Worcester, Mass.
Oh.
There's
Very
a good
educated.
Reason to wear socks to bed. It'll help you fall asleep faster. In this video, wearing socks makes your feet warm, and this opens up the blood vessels that cools the body down. The body being cool tells the brain it's time for bed. So actually, people who wear socks tend to fall asleep faster.
I just couldn't do it. I could never do it. I can't run the heater in my bed. If my feet are hot, I'm hot all over. I'm just like, I'll have sweat pouring off me. I'll be sleeping in a damp spot.
Oh,
I can't have that.
God.
I gotta be able to put my feet outside the covers and get them nice and cold while the rest of me is all snuggled up.
So you're a sweaty Betty is what you're saying.
If I have socks on, it would be the ruin of me. I'd start snoring like a chainsaw, waking the whole
that,
house
hey,
up.
By the way, none of that was true.
I know.
Completely
I, of course
lying.
Not. Maka, she's so
totally
tiny.
Totally made up.
There's no way a chick that tiny can be cutting down the trees in the backyard all night.
Totally made up, not true at all. Maka is.
I'll ask her about it next time I see her.
Okay, you do that.
Yeah, I will. I'm sure she doesn't know if she snores or not.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things. Oh boy. I bit into a fried egg with a runny yolk right as Vinny read, pus-filled bumps. insert gag noise here. Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I like when you talk about pus-filled bumps.
What?
Oh, please don't do any more of the soap opera Vinny show. I hate that. I hate it a lot.
Oh, you'll get used to it. Just give up. Relax. Believe me, he likes it so little, but he's not fighting it, which makes it harder to bring out. When he fights it, that's when I really want to push it. But now he's just like giving up, so it's not as fun.
Vinny, have your daughters watched Dino Dana on Amazon Prime? It's not scary, super interesting, and very good role models as lead.
Dino
she can
Dana.
Talk shop with the neighbor boy about everything dinosaur.
Oh.
Yeah, that is. I'll look into that. I'll write that down and check. I don't. The poor neighbor boy can't. I don't want to bum anybody out because it's important. We live next to each other, but that kid, he only wants to play for like a minute or two, and then he's ready to go home. And my daughter's like, "We just got out here." Poor guy is just. Please let me leave. Dino,
yeah.
Dana. Okay,
I
got it.
So yeah, it's hard. It's hard to explain to a kid that you know you can't be in control of what another kid is doing. It is tough. Yeah.
No, and she's just wants to play because she's been trapped in the house for a year.
And
we're
he's
creeping
off,
up
oh,
on
my
a year.
Dinosaur stuff's in the house, so I gotta go. Can't be out here talking to you. You don't know anything about dinosaurs. Maybe if she watched Dino Dana. Then she would know all the stuff.
Dino Dana.
Whatever.
You know that one, Bryn?
No? I don't know. I'll check it out, though. Looks fun.
We do Gabby's Dollhouse right now is a big one at my house. You know that one? Anybody?
Gabby's Dollhouse.
Gabby's Dollhouse is a big one at my house. Nope. And it's cute. It's little kitties. Never mind. It doesn't matter. Paper Moon, Ryan O'Neill's daughter. No.
I think she was also a supporting actress. And maybe did she win? Oh, I want to say Anna Paquin wound up being younger than her when she won hers or something. I think Tatum O'Neill did win an Oscar, but I think it was for supporting. I'm not.
Yeah, I think you're right. In fact, there's other texts here that say the same thing, but I don't know if they're right. But as you say it, I'm pretty sure that's. Vinny, have you seen Grease 2? Michelle Pfeiffer is amazing. You'd love it. Oh, is that where she debuted?
She's not as good
really?
in Grease 2. It's
not a great movie.
It's not. And it just, look, when you capture Grease lightning in a bottle, you're not going to do that again. Grease was amazing.
Grease 2 is, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, don't continue with Grease. Stop greasing things.
Hollywood can't do that. They made money and have to go back. It's always money, kid.
Yeah.
We don't have a story, but we do know people know like Grease 1.
Let's just remake it with different people.
Right.
And they swapped it. So like Michelle Pfeiffer was like Danny Zuko. And a little bit like that. She
I never saw it.
She was and there was some the goody ladies. Goody boy. Oh, that's believable.
Yeah, and he was Australian. He was the cousin to Sandy. Yeah.
Oh.
I just watched it recently.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh,
I have to watch
recently.
That right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Hang out.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.